Any examples used are for illustrative purposes only and do not take into account your particular investment objectives, financial situation, or needs, and may not be suitable for all investors. It is not intended to predict the performance of any specific investment and is not a solicitation or recommendation of any investment strategy.
Welcome to Reyna Retirement. Reyna Reyes has dedicated her career to helping people make smarter financial decisions. Reyna Retirement is all about breaking down complex financial concepts into language you can actually understand. Now, here's the co-founder of American Federal Benefits Consultants, Reyna Reyes.
Well, we're talking about Fegley family coverage, and there's no song better than We Are Family. My brothers and my sisters and me, and that's what is covered by Fegley Family Coverage. That is part C. So another fun way to remember it is, how do we say C in the South? How about cheerin' or chillin's? My mom's from Arkansas, so she was always saying chillin's. And then I moved from Central Florida up to sort of Northwest Pensacola. And that may as well be Alabama. And everybody there was saying cheerin'. I was like, oh, wow, okay, chillin's, cheerin'. Either way, C is children and family coverage from Fegley. That is Federal Employee Group Life Insurance. And you got to remember that if you have C coverage, family life insurance coverage, it's not coverage on you. It's on your children and your spouse. Now, when are those kids covered? How long are they covered? Up till age, take a guess. Let me see if you can think of this. Many of y'all will think 26, but that's health insurance. How about 22 years old is when the kids outgrow the Fegley life insurance? And that's not magical. I know when I was 22, my decision-making process was not very mature. And that's not the time that you want to find out that those kids have no more coverage. So there you have it. However, it also covers a spouse. So if you're still married and the kids have outgrown the coverage, then that's fine. But you probably want to keep it because it still will cover the spouse. So that's another question I get. Reyna, my kids outgrew the coverage, so can I get a price break on what I pay for Federal Employee Group Life Insurance family plan? Well, what do you think? Negative, good buddy. The pattern is full. No, there's no reduction in cost because it's a packaged deal. It's like a bundle. You're covering whoever's left, to be very crass. So let's say I am married, but the kids outgrew the coverage. My spouse is left. I still have the family coverage on my spouse at the same price, at the same units. You can pick units 1 through 5. 5 would be each unit is worth $5,000. So $25,000 is the maximum on a spouse. And each of the kids' units is $2,500. So 5 of those $2,500 units is a maximum of $12,500 on the kids till they're 22. But it's a package. So if you have 5 units of family coverage, you've got 5 units on the spouse and the kids, but the price is the same. Now, reciprocally, if the kids are left and I don't have a spouse any longer, but they're still in under the age of 22, I'll clearly still keep the Federal Employee Group Life Insurance family coverage because I'm still covering someone. Now, I can tell you stories. I had somebody where she says, well, I'm divorced 5 years and all my kids are in their 30s. And I said, well, you still have family coverage that you're paying for. She says, yeah, joke's on the ex-spouse. If he passes away, I get $25,000. Well, is she correct? No. This is family coverage. If I'm divorced from you, are we family? Nope. Not after, I believe, 60 days. Don't quote me, but I'm pretty sure 60 days after divorce is when they are no longer covered under that family life insurance plan. But again, fear not. You have Reyna in your corner. And did you know you can not only stop the cost of the coverage of the family life insurance, but we can get a refund, my friend. You can get your money back for all the time you were paying for no one to be covered. All you got to do is prove it. Driver's license, birth certificate, divorce decree, things like that will prove the date to which they can backdate your refund for when you're not covering anybody. So that's kind of interesting. So what do I want to do in retirement? Should I keep my Federal Employee Group Life Insurance family coverage? Well, if you're married, I'm a big advocate for keeping it because it's not very expensive. So let's just say you're retiring and you're married. What are the prices going to be? Here, take a gander. If you got all 5 times, you're looking at a monthly premium. Remember, this is post-retirement, monthly premium. So if you're retiring in your early, late 50s, 55 to 59, $14 a month for the $25,000 of coverage. But then it increases with your age, not your spouse's age, your age, because you are that who makes them eligible. When you're in your 60s, look at this, $26 measly a month for $25,000 of permanent coverage, $30 a month, $41 a month. Oh, darn, it's 62. And when I'm 80, I'm paying $84 a month for the same $25,000. Now, I can tell you, I met a 52-year-old the other day who has some health challenges that prevent him from accessing life insurance other than guaranteed issue. So I said, well, there's a guaranteed issue plan. That's $25,000 of life insurance for $130 a month or $120. It doesn't matter. $100 a month from age 52 on. And then you look at this and you say, what a steal. And I don't have to go through health underwriting. I don't have to qualify for this. I already have it. My spouse already has it. So I hope your spouse is super duper healthy. Whether they are or not, I'm a great advocate. I just say, keep it. Keep the life insurance on the family coverage if there's anyone that's eligible to be covered. Now, what if you get married in retirement? It just depends on when and how long and all of that. But you can add this if you get married and then, you know, the spouse is able to maintain it. So there you have it. This is a big part of retirement, and it's part of the form. It's one of the standard forms that you have to add to the ORA application. It is separate. It is not actually part of the portal. You have to go and dig up the form, print it, sign it, scan it, and upload it into the portal. Who's really good at that? Raina. Who's really great at that? Raina. So you can reach out to Raina and we can help you. And it's not just Raina. Raina has a team and we can all help you get your documents ready, get prepped, understand your retirement process, and get out of there the right way the first time. You have a good day. We'll talk to you soon.
Thanks for listening to Raina Retirement. With a strong commitment to ethical standards, Raina works hard to find the right solution for each individual or family who reaches out for advice. To contact Raina directly, call 850-450-6500. That's 850-450-6500. Or to reach the team at American Federal Benefits Consultants, call 1-800-872-8857. That's 1-800-872-8857. You can also go online to AmericanFederal.org. Not affiliated with the United States government. Opinions expressed are subject to change without notice. These opinions are not intended as investment advice, nor do they predict future performance of any product. All information provided is believed to be from reliable sources. However, we make no representation or warranty as to the accuracy of any statement. The information is intended to be educational in nature and does not provide a guarantee or specific result. All copyrights and trademarks are the property of their respective owners. American Federal Benefits Consultants is an independent organization, not a government agency or affiliated with the federal government or any state government. The terms CSRS, FERS, FEGLI, and FEHB are all registered trademarks of the U.S. Office of Personnel Management. American Federal Benefits Consultants, agents, consultants, or any independent contractors do not provide tax, legal, or investment advice and do not engage in the solicitation or sale of securities. Consult with your tax advisor or attorney regarding specific situations.